Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
ओम शांति. अवेकनिंग विद ब्रह्मा कुमारीज में आज फिर आप सबका बहुत बहुत स्वागत. हंसते खेलते हमारी ज़िंदगी अच्छी से गुजर जाए, यही हम में से हर कोई चाहता है. लेकिन कहीं ना कहीं कोई ना कोई ऐसी मुश्किल या ऐसा पड़ाव आता है जहां हम आगे नहीं बढ़ सकते. हमारी जो पूरी श्रृंखला है अब सिर्फ एक श्रृंखला न रहकर हमारे और आपके संबोधन का, हमारी और आपकी बातचीत का एक सिलसिला बन चुका है. और ऐसे में हम समय समय पर आपसे मुलाकात करवाते हैं उन खास व्यक्तियों से, उन खास ब्रह्मा कुमारीज सिस्टर्स या ब्रदर्स से जिन्होंने अपने जीवन को परिवर्तित किया होता है. और आज भी हमारा बहुत बड़ा सौभाग्य, खास वॉशिंगटन DC से हमारे साथ एक बहुत अमेजिंग सिस्टर है जिनका जीवन जो है, अगर अभी मैं बात कर रही थी उनसे तो दैट इज़ वाई यू कैन सी कि मैं कितनी खुश हूँ इस टाइम, क्योंकि शी इज़ सो फुल ऑफ एनर्जी, हैप्पीनेस एंड ऑफ कोर्स पीस. हमारे साथ हैं खास वॉशिंगटन DC से आई सिस्टर जेना. अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
हाउ डू यू फील सिस्टर जेना?
I feel very good and I'm very happy to be here. And as I was sharing with you earlier before we started filming, that my getting up this morning at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm looking forward to just spending the whole day with you.
Yeah, wonderful. In fact, all the viewers out there are also waiting to talk to you. And yeah. I have become the medium. But aap sabse hum yahi kehna chahenge ki Sister Jaina jo hain wo Washington DC ko na sirf dekh rahi hain balki ek different background se hain. To chaliye unse baatcheet आगे शुरू करते हैं. सिस्टर जेना, इफ यू गो बैक, इट्स 25, ऑलमोस्ट 25 ईयर्स. आई एम सेइंग नोबडी विल बिलीव दैट एक्चुअली लुकिंग एट यू, बस 25 ईयर्स ऑफ ज्ञान. एंड बिफोर दैट यू हैड अ ब्यूटीफुल लाइफ एंड देन मच मोर ब्यूटीफुल लाइफ लास्ट 25 ईयर्स. कैन वी गो बैक एंड लुक एट द हिस्ट्री?
यू नो इट्स फनी बिकॉज द लास्ट 2-3 ईयर्स, actually last 2 years, I've been sharing about what my life was like before coming to Brahma Kumaris, and before I never ever spoke about it. It was as if it was merged or if it was forgotten, but something was triggered, or someone had made a comment to me that somehow triggered me to go back to where I'm coming from. And I didn't know that my sharing my story of where I came from would have been such a profound experience for them. But in a nutshell, my Laukik, my worldly mother and father, they attended an event in Miami, Florida, in which Daddy Janki, who's the head of the Brahma Kumaris now, she's 93, I think she's been here before, did a public talk in Florida, and they went to that program. And my Laukik mother is African, and my real father, my father, is actually Indian, from India. But my Laukik mother had an experience while looking at Daddy Janki as Krishna. And then my father had an experience of light, of God as being light. Mm-hmm. And so the next day, they were invited to go to the Brahma Kumari Center and enter into what's known as the Murli class, mm-hmm. which is the advanced teachings of the VKs. And ever since they entered into the Brahma Kumaris, they've not left. And mm-hmm. that was years and years and years ago. So for me, it started at that time, where my mother, who used to be very, very, I don't want to defame her, but she could get upset very easily, put it that way. And my father was always very calm, very peaceful, very, as they would say in America, very cool. But my mother was a case in which there was just a lot of discontentment, somehow, some way.
Anger, you know?
Like something.
That anger, dissatisfied anger, which we all are experiencing. Actually, if we look, we all have the story of our life that we all feel dissatisfaction in irritation or anger.
There was just something about her, I don't know what it was, but growing up I used to watch that she didn't have the tolerance power about things. It could be because we were meat eaters at that time. I don't know. But what happened is they brought a picture of the point of light in the house, this point of focus, which they call Shibaba. And ever since they brought that picture in the house, my mother told me, Jenna, this is God. I says, this is God? He says, yes. God is this energy. It's this point of light. It's this pure being. And in order for you to connect, you have to forget that you're a body and consider yourself a soul. And then remember him, and you feel a lot of love. So I says, yes, that makes sense. I said, absolutely, that makes 100% sense. And then I was actually having experiences of peace when I would look at that image. And so quietly I used to walk around the house really enjoying this, this connection. And the amazing thing is that in about 6 months, my mother stopped getting angry.
That was the most inspiring part.
I had not seen her get angry after 6 months, honestly. And at that point in time, I knew whatever she's learning at this Brahma Kumaris has got to be very good.
Very true, actually. Agar hum dekhen to hamara apna anubhav, ya hamare apne ka kisi ka anubhav jo hai. You know, actually, it's the most important tool we should look at is that someone close to us having this experience, you know.
Exactly.
And changing in front of our eyes.
Yes.
You know, the whole universe changes, you know.
Yes.
One person, and because one of the most difficult things, hum apne sabhi darshakon se bhi baar-baar hamare paas jo SMS aate hain, they always talk about ki gussa nahi chhutta hai, you know. Like, anger is one thing which we have to really fight out.
Yeah.
And again, you know, when we are getting angry, we just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
We cannot wait, we cannot count till 10, take a glass of water, nothing works.
She knew what to do when she got angry.
So wonderful. Then what happened?
It was profound because I remembered once going into the house and she passed by me and I felt like she was an angel. There is this fragrance about her. There is this presence that I'd never felt before. And so I remembered as a little girl saying, when I grow up, I want to be like that. And then I went along my merry way and did my own thing. But I realized that it was the knowledge that she was inculcating inside that was bringing about this change in her and the meditation. And then she brought a picture of the founder of the Brahma Kumaris, Prajapita Brahma. I didn't like him.
I can understand that.
But I'll tell you why I didn't like him.
Because he was old?
No, growing up as a young teenager in America, you have the fortune of having a lot of exposure. You know, whatever it is, boys or drinking or party or whatever. And I remember it very specifically. Many times when I'm out with my friends or I wanted to do something and I wanted to be naughty, Brahma Baba's face would come up in my conscience.
Yes.
And then I used to wonder, why does this man not leave me alone? And then I would not be able to do certain things that maybe I was told not to do. So I remembered for a few months, I was grappling, having an issue with this relationship with this person. But then later on, as I grew, I understood.
I can actually feel that.
There was just something about his eyes that when you looked into his eyes, he would call you to become higher. He would call you to go to that Supreme Being. You are better than that. You're greater than that. And at the time, I didn't want to be great.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be naughty.
Yes, you know, and that's because that's the in thing. You know, that's the only thing I've known. And, you know, that makes me feel good. And that's how we feel.
That's how we feel.
Bilkul, bahut sundar. This, ye jo anubhav hai, ye humme se bahut sare teenagers, khaskar, wo hamare sare darshak, jo ki bahut pyari umr se guzar rahe hain, 16, 17, 18 saal ki jo hai. And then they are all experiencing this. To aap se bhi hum yahi kahenge ki jab bhi aap kuch aisa karne lagte hain, kya Brahma Baba just pops in. Very true, actually. And then he's like a father, you know.
It's very much like a father, but who wants a father with you when you're out in a party? No, when you're 17 years old. And so what happened is, like, my relationship with Brahma Baba changed when I became about 20 or 21, because I began to value the fact that this soul would take the time to come and just be with me when, you know, there were going to be a conflict of values. But anyway, I watched my parents change, and I wasn't interested in spirituality at the time at all. I wanted a lot of money. I wanted to make something of my life. I loved great clothes. I loved fast cars. And I loved the social life, really. And I still do. But it now has become spiritual and it's divine. What I mean by that is, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. At that time, it was what it was for me. And I enjoyed it profusely. So from working in politics to having my own business to traveling the world and to even buying my first house at 19, you know, and living an extremely good life for a young Kumari, so to speak, in the world, in America. It was a gift, you know, having everyone wanting your hands and all of these things and playing the games that you could play at that time. But something happened to me when I was in Jamaica, which is where I was working on an assignment. The sister at the BK Center invited me to come and spend a weekend with her. There I was in my shorts and high heels and makeup and hair flashing, rocking into the center. So I was going, now what does she want me in the center? It's a sacred place. But I remembered going inside the center and spending that weekend there and realizing how, even though I thought my life is really wonderful, it could be so much better.
Better, of course, yes.
And that was the turning point of my life's journey. We're spending a weekend at the Brahma Kumari Center and realizing that there's something better waiting for me and that that wasn't all.
Very true, actually. And you know, that's why we keep on talking about it, that if we are able to understand, get the taste of being spiritual, you know, what is being spiritual, actually? Understanding the true self.
Yeah.
Then moving out and enjoying everything in life.
Yeah.
See, once we understand, humme se zyadatar log actually bhed chal mein hi chalte jaate hain. You know, we just take the journey without even understanding what we are looking for.
But we were never told.
Yeah, you know, amazing. I mean, nobody knew.
We had scriptures, we had sadhus, we had our elders, we had people, but they themselves hadn't found the complete answer either. And so we were still only walking with half of the truth, but the rest of the half of the truth lied in myself, which only I could take that journey, which Baba helps me to do.
Yes, but it all depends, you know, the moment you understood, you were ready to implement.
Something happened.
Yeah.
You know, in Jamaica, I had these visions and this experience of Brahma Baba as this father that was saying to his daughter, there's so much more that is waiting for you. And then I used to have this powerful experience of that supreme being, that supreme light, calling me in a very deep place, which I can to this day. I don't think I can describe it to you. The feeling that you get when that supreme light enters your inner world, your dictionary becomes empty, actually. Honestly.
Yeah, there are no words.
There's nothing to say. But one thing for sure, it changes something in you. And it's not that you become a completely different person than what you were before. I believe you stay the same person. The difference is you become refined. You become divine. He puts his quality of divinity in you. And as you were before, where it might have been like almost everyone else or ordinary, he puts his powers in you. And then you change into something more refined and more of a quality for humanity to look at or look towards for change.
Yes, very true.
Which no human being can teach you.
You become the sun then, you know. That's what I'm saying. He is able to put in that energy and you understand the power you have now.
Something else.
Yes, you know. Very true, very beautiful. But Sister Dana, right here, we would like to ask you, lot of children, lot of teenagers facing this, is that the kind of sanskaras we've had, not only of this birth, but we understand it so many past births, is a naughty things, tendency to do those, all those naughty things remain with us, be it eating, you know, non-vegetarian food, like the pizza or anything like, you know, burgers, which have become part of our, you know, complete life, actually.
Right.
And then going out in parties, opening your hair, you know, like wearing those dresses and, you know, being, enjoying that kind of life.
Yes.
So these kind of sanskaras must have stayed with you. So were you able to, how much time did it take? And did you feel that you need to change? Was it because of Murli? Was it because of Baba's teachings? Or something happened in between? I'm saying within you,
which
told you that this is not required.
It's a good question. I think that for me, I think it was a gradual change because it took me about maybe almost 10 years.
You know, because I can understand the kind of person you are rigid in things that this is what I like. This is what I want.
Are you calling me strong-headed?
You know, but I can feel, and a lot of people out there are like that. But once they understand this is good for me, I'll take it. But otherwise, I'm good.
Yes, I know what you mean. There is something in my sanskaras in which, from early days, I had business sanskaras. Business sanskaras is basically you look at something to see what's to your advantage, right? So from a young age, I could look at something that would be advantageous for me or for someone who was with me in some situation. And so I looked at what it would mean to me in terms of my advantage if I became a yogi, mm-hmm. a bhikkhu. So I sat at home in my beautiful condominium, I must add, on the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, wonderful. That was a great achievement.
You know, in the mornings when you wake up, you go on the patio and there's the Atlantic Ocean looking at you, yeah, and you're having your chai and all this. And I remembered, you know, living alone and having this, you know, amazing life as a young woman, you know, with three cars in my garage, a Mercedes, a BMW, and a Jaguar.
A 19-year-old girl.
I was 19 at the time.
Wonderful.
And
that's a great
getting into my 19, 20, 21 and these things, but I had them from then. I remembered sitting, you know, in my living room, the water and the sunset, and I was saying, okay, let me see. If I become a BK, what's the benefit? If I don't, what's the benefit? And I drew a line straight down the paper. And I wrote down all the things that would be beneficial for me if I chose a yogi life. And then I wrote down all the things that would be beneficial for me if I continued my regular life. And the life of the yogi was far longer than the life of the other.
Advantages,
so then
yes.
I said, but then what are you doing over here? You should be over here. Mm. And so I had just returned from my assignment in Jamaica. And I told my mother, I want to go to Madhaban. And I want to have this experience with Baba that you've been telling me about for 10 odd years. I want to meet Baba personally, and I'm ready. So she says, but how can you go meet Baba? You're not even doing this, you're not doing that. I said, but my heart says it. Mm. You know, I want to do it. And so she says, but you haven't done the Raja Yoga 7 days course.
Again, the business acumen took over. Now the advantage is I need to go there.
Well, there you go, you know. And so what happened is, for whatever reason, daddies had known me and all of that. And anyway, I was approved and I went to Madhaban, and it was just a profound experience. But not to go a little bit ahead of myself, but that moment where I looked at the pros and the cons was my turning point.
Mm, very true.
And prior to that, those experiences in my dreams, in certain visions of Baba, looking at me, God's light on me, how could I turn away from that? Mm. Now, here you've got a young girl, no one has broken her heart. She has money. Mm-hmm. She has lots of money. Lots of money. She's very free. No one's holding her back. She's intelligent. Mm. She's not very ugly. And she's well known. Mm. But this light is more powerful than all of that that she has. Mm. So I think on a business level, she made a business decision. And she said, if this is for many births after this, if I choose this and the income that I'm getting is from many lives after this, this is a far better deal than me hanging around in Kali Yuga,
yes,
and enjoying these little toys. And that's how I made the decision.
Wonderful. In fact, this is a big inspiration for a lot of us out there. हमें से बहुत सारे दर्शक जो बार बार इसी बात में अटकते हैं और जो आज हमने सवाल जहाँ से शुरू किया है जैना बहन के साथ कि समझते हुए भी हम ये नहीं जान पाते कि हमें लाभ क्या है, हम क्यों उसी पूरे जिस सिनेरियो में हम रह रहे थे, जिस थॉट बदलना कुछ भी नहीं, एक्चुअली नथिंग चेंजेस, यू नो, इट्स ओनली एवरीथिंग चेंजेस हियर,
कॉन्शियसनेस चेंजेस,
यू नो, आपका कुछ भी बदलेगा नहीं, लेकिन उसके लिए एक बहुत ज़रूरी, अपने सभी टीनेजर्स से भी कहेंगे, हम सभी युवा वर्ग से भी कहेंगे और जो भी जितने भी परिवार के हमारे सदस्य हैं कि ज़रूरत इस बात की है कि एक कमिटेड डिसीजन लेके. बट अनदर थिंग विच वी वॉन्ट टू आस्क, यू टुक अ डिसीजन बट देन द हैबिट्स दे कम बैक, दे टेक यू ओवर.
Yeah.
At times, the feelings, okay, you never had a heartbreak, I'm saying, you never had any problem in your life. But then some
problems,
hurts and everything.
Yeah, I had problems, I had issues. I mean, I think being an only child growing up, you have this tendency of being pretty spoiled, pretty headstrong, pretty much selfish, very self-centered. And those are not qualifications of a spiritual person at all. So of course there's going to be internal challenges when you get on the path. However, for me, my love for Baba, you see, the soul had realized that the original eternal feelings that, you know, you would go outside in the world to look for, they were already inside. I just didn't know how to tap into it. So when I would forget the name, the gender, the religion, the body, the title, the desires, it was as if the original soul would emerge. And then Baba had the time and the space to come in, and I could feel these feelings, and I was just sitting having thoughts. Mm-hmm. All right, so these thoughts and these feelings were emerging in me. It was at such a profound level. Honestly, it was not difficult.
Hmm.
When I broke away from that life that I loved very much, when I broke away from it and I loved it very much, I didn't miss it.
Because you had got something.
There was something greater than what I had.
Hmm.
Now, I would say maybe after 10 or something years later, there are subtle traces of what I used to be in the past that were coming up, and I went, oh, so it's still there.
You're able to look at it, oh my, this has come.
They're still there,
yeah.
You see, and so you then have to go into deeper levels of your self-analysis, self-awareness. And that's what I love about Baba's Murli, because the thing that I didn't mention earlier is that my Laukik mother used to leave the Murli just lying around so I would read it. And so I would peep and look at it, you know, in the living room, in the kitchen. I go, that's very nice information. And what used to happen is, I used to sit and read those Murlis, and what they would do to your Atma, I can't tell you. That was the kind of trigger I wanted from the external world, to touch my original pure feelings.
Yes.
Baba's Murli did that for me. So the Murli has been the tool that I've used over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to not forget who I am. Because the world does not create a stage for me to remember that. It shows me everything that I'm not. And it's okay. There's no one to blame. That's what it is.
That's the way it's supposed to be, actually.
It is.
That's a game.
It is.
That's a game, yes.
And I think at some point in time, something in us, and whatever time that is for you or for me, something of a deep truth emerges and we have to respond.
Hmm.
And for me, I did.
You know, it's, the crux is you do it when it is needed to be done.
Yeah. Like that was good for me at that time and it was useful, but now this is better for me at this time. Now, I can't say if in another 5 years it'll still be the same for me. I can't say. What I know that I have power over is right now. That's it.
That's very true, actually. Aaj abhi hamara apna hai. Jo guzra, wo bhi hame nahi pata. Wo guzar gaya hai. Aane wala kal, aane wala pal bhi kya hoga, we don't know. Another thing which I would like to ask before we, because I never realized it's time to finish, is that, you know, a lot of people nowadays, what they're doing is, they're understanding this. Understanding the whole concept. This is the way life should be.
Yes.
We're all understanding it. But before we experience what this life is going to be, or they're afraid, you know, so we don't want to leave the back life which we are comfortable with, you know. There's a comfort level with the kind of life we've led. So how do you, you know, what will you suggest? Should we completely break off and enter this, or should we start experiencing it and then try to transform it, you know, somewhere? Because we have this feeling that we need to leave everything, what the kind of life we've been leading, you know. That's what you said, that that was a life you loved, but there are, we have a lot of people around now that we don't love our life, but this is a comfort level, we have a comfort zone of leading this kind of life.
True.
What would you suggest?
I think each person is an individual, and I think there is something recorded inside of every soul who will, at the correct time for them, will make a decision to elevate their own lives. They can do it instantly, some can do it instantly, and some can do it gradually. I can't tell someone, well, after this, you know, truth things comes in, just stop. That's it. Leave everything and go straight to go. Don't do anything else, you know. I don't believe in that. I believe that as much as we're all the same in terms of love, purity, and peace are our innate fundamental common qualities. They are all operating at a different time within each of us in a different way. And so you know your situations, you know your surroundings, you know what your relationships are asking from you, and you know innately what your power is in order to be able to transform yourself either instantly or gradually. That is something that you will decide to do, but my recommendation is do not let go of the truth.
Yes.
When it comes to you, keep using it and go with it as it's taking you.
Flowing.
And never be afraid of the truth when it starts to actually empower you to let go of something that you are comfortable with, which you know is not healthy for you.
Hmm.
Have faith and trust that when you let go of it, you might even get it back, but in a better package for you.
Very true, very true. You know, because you're not letting go of anything which is good in your life.
No.
Because truth will never let that happen. Thank you so much. It was such a beautiful experience even we had, you know, talking to you. Really, it was needed, you know. Your journey, it's such a big inspiration because the kind of life you had led, which was a beautiful life, you know.
It's different.
Which we always feel, you know, a lot of people call us, mail us, that we are already leading a good life. Yeah. Why we need to change, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But then understanding, and of course.
And you can be better.
Yeah.
You can be better.
It'll be the best, actually.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Om Shanti.
Thank you. Om Shanti.
तो चलिए, ये अनुभव हमारे जीवन में कितना परिवर्तन ला सकता है, क्योंकि बहुत से दर्शक ऐसे भी हैं जो अपनी बहुत खूबसूरत जिंदगी जी रहे हैं, सैटिस्फाइड हैं, सब कुछ ठीक चल रहा है. सब कुछ ठीक चल रहा है, लेकिन उससे बेहतर बनाया जा सकता है. सब कुछ वैसे का वैसा ही रहेगा, बदलूंगी मैं, बदलूंगा मैं. लेकिन जैसे ही वो अंदर की बदलाव आना शुरू होगा, सब कुछ और सुंदर हो जाएगा. तो पहला कदम हमें ही उठाना है. ज़रूरी ये नहीं है कि हम पूरी तरह से ही अपनी ज़िंदगी को छोड़ दें, लेकिन जो जो सच हमारे सामने आ रहा है उसे हम इम्प्लीमेंट ज़रूर करते जाएं. हर बार हम ये कहते हैं कि अनुभव सबसे बड़ी कसौटी है. कोई ऐसी बात, कोई ऐसा सवाल आपके पास है जो आप हमारे साथ शेयर करना चाहते हैं, आप ब्रह्मा कुमारीज़ के देश विदेश में फैले सेंटर्स पर संपर्क कर सकते हैं, या फिर आप हमें ईमेल भी कर सकते हैं. नज़दीक के सेंटर के बारे में जानने के लिए आप हमें फ़ोन कीजिए या फिर ईमेल पर संपर्क कीजिए.
इफ़ यू विश टू डिस्कस योर प्रॉब्लम और हैव अ क्वेश्चन टू आस्क और वॉन्ट टू नो योर नियरेस्ट राजयोगा मेडिटेशन सेंटर, कॉल अस ऑन 09999744555.
अवेकनिंग विद ब्रह्मा कुमारीज में आज इतना ही. आपको आज का अनुभव जैना बहन के साथ कैसा लगा, जरूर हमें लिखकर भेजिएगा. आपसे विदा लेते हैं. ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
Shine.